I want to read something from the preliminary audit report that was leaked. There is an executive summary that says, it says what we found was encouraging and alarming. On the positive side, there were no substantial differences between the hand count of the ballots provided and the official canvas results in the county. Then it lists a number of anomalies and areas of concern. Then they write this. Had Maricopa County chosen to cooperate with the audit, the majority of these obstacles would have been easily overcome. But the county withholding subpoena items, their unwillingness to answer questions, as is normal between auditor and auditee, and in some cases, actively interfering with the audit research, the county prevented a complete audit. Joining me right now is Supervisor Clint Hickman. How do you respond to any of that, Clint?
Well, Mike, I hope you give me enough time here because I read that last night as well. And the central focus that I think everybody is looking at is not this fight between the county and the Senate. It is taking a look at the systems by using partisans, actually, to look at the systems and look at the ballots of something that we as a county would never have gotten away with. There's just no way. So we have to operate within the rules and laws of this state, and that's how we perform our jobs. The Senate was allowed by a judge to go outside those laws because they're the ones who make the laws. So that's what they chose to look at. I want to remind everyone, Rusty Bowers, the Speaker of the House, chose not to go this direction. The entire House chose not to go this direction. The Senate and Senate President Fan and a couple others decided to go this route. We have always tried. This county has always tried to work with the legislative branch and the judicial branch to bring out evidence and fact. They decided to act on conjecture, apparently. So I'm a little bit upset, and I'm trying to wait till 1 o'clock to see that this just is not a draft report, but this is a final report. To me, the big header on that is they used the same machines, and they might have used the same people. And I want to be very thankful for that, because I am pleasantly surprised that the Cyber Ninjas and Ken Bennett was able to entice good, solid Arizonans to come and be honest. I'm honestly pleasantly surprised that that count that almost totally matches up to the county count. I appreciate that. There's a lot of people that gave their time to get to this point. But clearly, this was all about a recount done for everybody out in the open. And they've come back with Biden winning. And on their count says Biden won by even more votes. I don't think we need to go more beyond that, personally.
So do you believe, and I'm asking you now to get into the mind of somebody else, but do you believe that this afternoon when this audit report comes out from the Cyber Ninjas, when they are giving the report on all of this, do you believe the headline will be Biden won, or do you think it will be some of these other questions they have that are going to be the headline?
Well, Mike, here's what I'll say about this hearing, and I'm doing air quotes. So people say audit and hearing. Senate President Fan is providing a hearing without any questions to be asked. I read the story about Doug Logan. I've never met the man, but he seems like a godly individual. I know Ken Bennett. He's a godly individual. Senate President Fan needs to swear them in on a Bible and speak loudly and publicly to us and God and determine what they want to say. Because this county might be in a courtroom. And if it's in a courtroom, I am going to go in there and put my hand on the Bible and say what great work our county did.
So with some of the other questions that they asked, and in this at the end when they say if the county had cooperated, that these obstacles would have been easily overcome, it reads to me like they're saying we had questions that weren't answered, but we believe the county could have. So maybe they weren't problems. They were just things they didn't understand. Is that the way you read that?
That is absolutely something that when you hire contractors that are not familiar with elections So we will choose to answer those in court if we have to, or definitely in the court of public opinion. This never had to happen. Senate President Fan decided not to come on specific days to come and watch our audit and meet the independent technicians and see our processes. Rusty Bowers came not once, but I believe three times to pay attention to this, and that's why the House stayed out of this. He believed in it. He believed what we are doing. So to ask questions now because you do not understand elections is farcical. So looking forward to the 1 o'clock meeting, and I've seen enough already of the preliminary report that this is over with for me. I have tried to stay humble and gracious and not blast other politically elected officials that have charged us with crimes, charged us with honesty and integrity. I've held back. So I guess, Mike, what I'd like to say is there is an elected official through our party that has blasted us, said we've broken the law, and made video after video talking about my group. And it's finally led, apparently, to losing a great colleague, Steve Chukri, because he said some unkind things. So what I would like to ask, there are top elected officials representing our state. Doug Ducey, Mark Brnovich, and Kimberly Yee. I heard my colleague ask loud and clear for elected officials to stand up. I would like them to ask and call for the resignation of Kelly Ward, chairman of the state Republican Party. She has caused a fracture in our party. She has operated outside of it for the purpose of helping herself. I would tend to think that people don't even know who the last two chairmen were. And I think the time has come. She has now led us to a part where our former president has lost publicly the Arizona vote again to Joe Biden. That is horrible, and I will not stand for this type of leadership.
Well, there's really not much more I can say. You've made this is about the strongest statements I've ever heard you make about this. And I appreciate you coming on today. And after the full report is done, maybe early next week, after people have seen the full report, after we've heard what happens at 1 o'clock, I'd like to hear more from you or some other of the supervisors to kind of put this to bed and hopefully move forward. But I appreciate the time this morning.
Mike, I cannot take having somebody lead our party to just losses. It's happened at the top of our ticket on the federal side. It's looking like it's lost us some positions in the state side, and I cannot let it happen down ballot. Bye, Kelly Ward.
Thanks. I appreciate it. That's Clint Hickman. He is a member of the County Board of Supervisors. Very, very strong words for the party chairwoman, Dr. Kelly Ward. By the way, they're having a watch party this afternoon, beginning at 1 o'clock on the Capitol lawn. And then afterward, they are doing they're going to have a bunch of speakers out there that were leaders in the audit. And Dr. Ward will be one of them. I'll be interested to hear what they have to say about what Clint Hickman just said.